Good evening, everyone. Tonight we start a new Shaila of the week, and insofar as this week is the week of Lag BaOmer, I wanted to discuss a related halachic question, and that is the classic age-old annual question of attending a wedding during Sfira that comes out during your mourning period of Sfira. Let's say I am keeping part of Sfira that dictates that weddings should not occur during, let's say for argument's sake, the first half of Sfira until Lag BaOmer. Many of us will cease the mourning practices of Sfiras HaOmer on Thursday on Lag BaOmer. But I have a friend who's observing the second half of Sfira. They made a wedding during the first half. Am I allowed to attend? Am I not allowed to attend? What are the halachos governing a situation where you have different members within a single community observing different parts of Sfira? This is subject to a famous tshuva of the Igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on it in Orach Chaim, Chelak Aleph, Siman Kuf, and Tes. Over the course of the week, we'll go through some of his analysis. But for tonight, let's just lay out some of the background to this shaila. The Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, says that there are practices of mourning that we observe during Sefiras HaOmer. The two that he mentions are Shalul Lisa Isha, not to get married, and Shalul Lestaper, not to have a haircut as well. And we know that those expand into other categories as well. We try to refrain from other joyous activities, listening to music, which the Shulchan Aruch really says is asur throughout the year. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't listen to music. We are machmir on that during Sefiras HaOmer and during the period of the Bein HaMitzarim as well, during the 3 weeks in the summer. And again, other practices have become included as well, but those are the central practices of mourning that are highlighted by the Mechaber at the beginning of Orach Chaim Tav Tzadi Gimel. Now the question becomes, when exactly do those practices of mourning apply? They don't seem to apply for the entirety of Sfiras HaOmer, but they seem to apply for part of it, and how exactly you define that part is a little bit difficult. And at the very beginning of his tshuva, the tshuva that I just mentioned, Orach Chaim Chelak Aleph, Siman Kuf Tes of the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein outlines six different possible minhagim, six different practices as to when these practices of mourning during Sfiras HaOmer apply. Now bear in mind that in Europe, this is a point that Moshe makes in the tshuva as well, usually a community would be observing just one minhag of Sfiras HaOmer. You had a single communal minhag that would apply for everyone. Now in America, where there's this cultural melting pot, not just in American society at large, but also within different Jewish practices, you end up within a single community having people with coming from different parts of the world, having different Jewish heritages, and having different practices of Sfiras HaOmer, which leads to this Shaila in the first place. Now, what are these different practices? So, I mentioned that there are six. If you want to categorize them, I'd say that there are really three, but two variations of each one, for a total of six. What are these possibilities? So, the first is what we tend to call the first half of Sfira. For those of us, again, who are going to be finishing Sfiras HaOmer on Lag BaOmer, that's what we call the first half of Sfira. It's outlined by the Mechaber in Tav Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis. He says, Noagim Shol Le'estaper Ad Lag BaOmer, that we don't have haircuts until Lag BaOmer, she'omrim she'oz pasku milamos, because we say that that is the time that the students of Rabbi Akiva ceased, when they stopped the mass death of the students of Rabbi Akiva, ended on Lag BaOmer. Of course, one of the reasons for the mourning practices of Sfiras HaOmer is because of the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students, according to Gemara, Yevamos died. Another reason that's given is because the Crusade massacres happened during this period as well. But because the students of Rabbi Akiva were no longer dying at Lag BaOmer, we go until Lag BaOmer. However, the Mechaber adds, "V'hein le'estaper ad yom lamed dalet baboker." He says, however, you really should not get a haircut until the 34th day of the Omer in the morning. So, number one, according to the Mechaber, according to Sfaradim, you don't get a haircut on Lag BaOmer itself. You wait until the 34th day of the Omer, and that is when you get a haircut. The Rama notes, "Medinos elu ein noagin kedvarav el mestaperim biyom lamed gimel." The Rama says, in Ashkenaz, the minhag is not to wait until the 34th day of the Omer, but on Lag BaOmer itself, one can get a haircut. The commentaries on the Rama note that it's usually during the day of Lag BaOmer. We try to desist from doing it on the night of Lag BaOmer, unless there's a pressing circumstance, it's Shasat Chak, years when it's Erev Shabbos, and things like that. Ordinarily speaking, we wait for the day of Lag BaOmer, but once you hit the day of Lag BaOmer, then you are allowed to get a haircut. So that is minhag number one, the first half of Sfira, with two variations. Either you wait until Lag BaOmer itself, or according to Sfaradim, you wait until after Lag BaOmer, until the 34th day of Sfira. The second possibility is what we call the second half of Sfira, and that is mentioned by the Mechaber in the Rava in Sif Gimel. Yesh noagin le'estaper b'Rosh Chodesh Iyar v'ta'uzu b'yadam. He says some people will get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Shulchan Aruch says that's a mistake. But the Rama notes, Mi'u b'harbim makomos noagim le'estaper ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar v'osam lo'yestaper milag ba'omer ve'elach Says there are some who actually start on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now here too, there are different variations. Now bear in mind, the goal, according to all opinions, is to reach a total of 33 days, like the beginning of Sfiras Omer until Lag BaOmer. So what do you do if you have the second half? So the Magen Avraham in Sifkaton Hei quotes two variations of the second half as well. Some will start after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So they'll still get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. They'll start after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That leaves 28 days of Iyar. There are 6 days of Sivan until Shavuos, giving you a total of 34. So we'll get a haircut on Erev Shavuos. If you go to Erev Shavuos, then you end up with a total of 33 days. That's one way of doing it. He says there are others who will stop already on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so you get a full 29 days of Iyar. And what will they do? They will wait an additional 3 days to get a total of 32. And then the first of the Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, the first of the 3 days that Klal Yisrael prepared for Har Sinai, will be their final day. They actually get a haircut on that day. They invoke a principle called Miktzas Hayom Kekulo. As long as they wait for part of the day, they're allowed to get the haircut, but they'll wait a total of 33 days. Those are two variations of the second half. In short, we have some Minhagim that start from either Rosh Chodesh Iyar through the end, or after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, close to the end. That's the second possibility for when Sfira is observed. And the third possibility are those who don't really take any half of Sfira, but really tried to make some calculation in order to just arrive at those 33 days. So again, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Tesvav quotes a minhag that they would be oser from after Isru Chag until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They would cut their hair on the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, and the rest of Iyar they would prohibit. So in other words, you'd have 29 days of Iyar. You would have 7 days of Nisan, the remaining days of Nisan after Pesach. That gives you a total of 36. You subtract 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. You subtract Lag BaOmer, 36 minus 3. You end up with 33. Or another minhag, this is perhaps the most machmir of them all. This is the Magen Avraham, also quoted in Sifkaton Hay of Aruch Chaim Tafsadi Gemel. Says there were some who would prohibit the entire period of Pesach to Shavuos, and they would just knock out 13 days. How would they knock out 13 days? Again, there are 49 days of the Omer. The goal is to get to 33. So I'm sorry, they would knock out 16 days. How would they do so? You have 7 days of Pesach, you have 6 days of Shabbos, and you have 3 days of Rosh Chodesh. 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So when you calculate the 7 days of Pesach, 6 days of Shabbos, 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, that's a total of 16. 49 minus 16 is 33. Now, of course, you end up getting gypped if you have that opinion, because the rest of us count Shabbos and Pesach towards our count of 33 anyway, despite the fact that, technically speaking, they're exceptions. We count them towards our count of 33 days, but that is the final opinion that is quoted by the Magen Avraham. So you end up with six different possibilities as to how exactly to observe Sfiras HaOmer. Now, what if you have a single community where different people observe different Minhagim? So you have a friend who's making a wedding during your period of Sfiras HaOmer. The first question, and the most obvious recourse would be, can I potentially change my Minhag from year to year? I ordinarily keep the first half. This year, I want to keep the second half so that I can attend a friend's wedding. Am I allowed to change my minhag from one to the other, from year to year? Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow night, we will explore that question.